performing ourselves at UW-Madison. In Madison, they're asking for $6,000. And Marcella, you're the first reviewer.
All right. So Performing Ourselves is based in Madison and is an outreach project whose fiscal sponsor is the Board of Regents at the University of Wisconsin System, UW-Madison. Their mission is to empower youth and develop leaders through dance. And they are seeking funding at the $6,000 level to support Telling Our Story, a Performing Ourselves documentary for filming costs, which come around in their budget around $15,000 for artistic personnel that includes a producer and a videographer. The level of dance practitioners included in this proposal is very impressive. There's lots of artists involved, about 475 students counted, I guess they're counted as artists. The film itself will involve the program co-founders, an undetermined number of staff dance movement therapists, one or two UW student teachers, and two to three youth participants and their families. So that narrative was a little confusing to me in terms of what exactly is being counted as artists, as program participants. So a little bit more clarity around that would have been helpful. As far as organizational and financial management, the project seems feasible with most of the backing provided by government grants and cash. The money that they're seeking would go to also personnel artistic, which is covering two-thirds of the listed costs. For community participation and accessibility, it looks like they are focusing specifically on the divide between black and white populations as a identified gap that they wanted to address. And evaluation and documentation, they're indicating that film is a new tool to evaluate, and I find that to be compelling. It might have potential. However, the narrative does not state why that lens or approach complements data that is collected, nor does it articulate a strategy to collect feedback from film. And I guess ultimately, after taking all of this into account, I guess my biggest question was whether or not the film's function was to an opportunity to engage the broader community in dance and movement, or if it was just a marketing piece for the program. So if the focus is film, then maybe providing a plan on how the film would be used and maybe an outreach strategy should have been provided.
Okay. Brittany?
I alluded earlier to dance's problem about evaluation. I think this is an attempt at a first step of understanding how to do that because it's so closely with the UW Dance Department. I think that's part of how they want to develop that. Understanding the success rate inside that relationship with the student-led teaching and be able to use that inside of it a little bit better. My familiarity in the past with the program and the First Off design and how they are operating, I think, is a very smart way of creating a new pathway for a very specific artistic population and making sure that access to dance is as broad as possible. And I'm sure that this program is going to continue to evolve with the student population that's part of it on both the university side, but also the populations that they're targeting and engaging, really. I think the project budget is in line. I think it's also very interesting that they wanted to do the video documentary style. I do have questions about if is this a marketing piece or where does this live? And they could have addressed that a little bit clearer in the narrative. You know, do they want to put this into the Dance on Film festival circuit? Do they want it to? Do they want this as an educational outreach piece in, for the university's dance program? That utility isn't clear.
Other discussion.
They do admit in the grant that the sustainability of this initiative is, you know, compromised. So I think in between lines, it sounded to me that that is more of something they want to use to for development purposes rather than just for education. I don't remember where, and I cannot search it, but I think at the bottom of the grant they mentioned something about to keep this initiative going, they will need to gather, you know, the more support from the community. So I think they're I think they're trying to say their money's trapped. So I agree with the comments that if you're going to create a video as an educational tool, then you have to align how that video is going to be used. Is it going to be posted for workshops or something? In addition to that, so they mentioned that this is a youth, you know, empowerment and, you know, to help kids develop leadership skills through dance. This is just a comment. I think the word empowerment is, you know, it's use and abuse. I think it's has been, you know, drained of any meaning because everyone use it. But they mentioned the idea of developing literacy skills in youth. So my concern is, are they working? I'm a former youth development educator in extension. So there's literature, there's people that do research on how to use. You know, hands-on activities, you know, to develop literacy skills. Maybe it's more of a recommendation that they, you know, work with extension educators to really refine the tools to measure that the activities are leading to creating literacy skills. That makes sense?
Work with extension
educators to ensure that the curriculum or the activity builds in, you know, evidence-based proof. How to build leadership skills.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
I'd like to say that I like the point they brought up. I think they called it cultural humility. They said they actually wanted to understand the culture of the students before they created programming because they wanted that to actually to fulfill a need. And I also thought the community involvement with the partner sites really gave opportunities for a lot of outside input into the programs.
And just to go back to something you said, Kamala, thank you. I think I heard you say that your take on this was that it was primarily for development and marketing purposes.
Yeah.
I'm
with you.
Okay.
Go
ahead, Marielle.
All I'd add is that, you know, they say that the purpose of the program is that it changes lives, and I don't doubt that it does. But then when they talk about what they're going to survey, it's things like I learned new dance skills and so forth. And, you know, it seems to me that this is an awesome opportunity. There they are on the university campus. There's got to be people in the sociology department or some other department who are all about evaluation and could really help them develop some imaginative, meaningful way of evaluating this project, because I think it really could be important for their future. And the only other thing I'd say is I understand probably because of university regulations or something that the whole board is university dance people, but even if they're not allowed to go outside the university to this board, could they have at least a community advisory group on it of past dancers and parents and, you know, community center folks who have seen the power of this that could help guide the development of this program?
Okay.